The standards are part of a larger rule that would govern all aspects of siting large livestock facilities, but odor is by far the most controversial piece of the package. State Agriculture Board member Mike Dummer helped draft the plan. He says the issue had to be addressed eventually.
Odor is the number one objection to siting a livestock facility. If we don't deal with odor, we haven't dealt with anything.
Just how to deal with it is another question. The rule as introduced by the State Department of Agriculture relies on an odor index that takes into consideration factors like the number of animals on the farm, what kind of building they're in, and how close the farm is to the nearest neighbors. Some of the largest ag groups fear that could hurt farmers. So does Jim Raymond, who spoke on behalf of the Wisconsin Bankers Association at a public hearing. He says some of his clients aren't happy.
And this bothers me because I have some individual ones that are honestly considering it, that they would move their operation to another state that doesn't have this level of odor control.
But on this issue, what's burdensome to one group is too soft to another. Andrew Hansen is an attorney for Midwest Environmental Advocates, which brings air pollution lawsuits on behalf of people who live next to massive dairy farms. He says these new standards won't stop the complaints.
People aren't going to be quiet. They're not going to lay down. They're not going to walk away, and they're not going to move. They're going to shout louder. It'll get worse if we have an odor standard that doesn't work.
A state assembly panel could vote on the new standards this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.